Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I am Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss Badal Sirkar. Now Badal Sirkar is considered to be one of the leading and the most influential playwrights and directors in modern Indian theatre. And he is particularly famous for the idea of third theatre. Okay, third theatre. And the dates of Badal Sirkar are from 1925 to 2011. And he was particularly inspired by the ideas of Eugenio Barba. And Eugenio Barba is basically an Italian author and theatre director, but he is based in Denmark. And his idea of Odin Theatre, okay, O-D-I-N, Odin Theatre, this is what inspired Badal Sirkar as well. And Badal Sirkar was also inspired by Jerzy Grotowski. Okay, Jerzy Grotowski. The spelling is J-E-R-Z-Y-G-R-O-T-O-W-S-K-I. And Jerzy Grotowski is famous as an international leader of experimental theatre and particularly his idea of poor theatre. Okay, poor theatre. And in poor theatre what happens is most of the elements that are there in a normal stage are removed and the only thing that remains ultimately are the actors and the spectators. And Jerzy Grotowski became famous in the 1960s as the director of productions staged by the Polish Laboratory Theatre of Wrocław. Wrocław is a place in Poland. And Jerzy Grotowski is also considered to be a leading exponent of audience involvement. He set up emotional confrontations between a limited group of spectators and the actors. So these are the influences on Badal Sirkar. And these influences helped in crystallizing Badal Sirkar's idea of third theatre. And Badal Sirkar became famous during the 1960s and 70s. And he was particularly famous for his anti-establishment plays and also for taking theatre out of the stage, let's say the enclosed stage which is called proscenium, taking out the stage from proscenium into the public arena, or let's say starting street plays. This is what he was famous for, and he transformed his own theatre company that was called Shatabdi as a third theatre group. And as I said that he's also a pioneering figure in street theatre. And in terms of awards, he has won plenty of awards. One is Padma Shri, which he won in 1972. Then Sangeet Natak Academy Award in 1968. Sangeet Natak Academy Fellowship in 1997. Now, little bit about his important plays. One important play of his is called Evam Indrajit. Okay, Evam Indrajit. Basically, this is written in Bengali. And the English equivalent of this title is And Indrajit. Okay, And Indrajit. And this play, Evam Indrajit, is just about middle class people. And what happens is, there is a conversation between the writer and the protagonist, Indrajit, who is introduced as And Indrajit. Why is he called And Indrajit? Because he's a part of society rather than having an identity of his own. And this play is also sometimes called an absurdist play. Just like we have Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot, this is also called an absurdist play. And why is that? Because it portrays the emptiness and repetitiveness in the pattern of behavior of people in the modern era.